This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Afghanistan, 21 South Korean hostages are still being held by the Taliban. The hostages all belong to the same church near Seoul. They were captured last month. The incident highlights the hazards for the tens of thousands of missionaries who head to danger zones every year. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Miles Fish thinks about war zones every day. He's the president of International Aid, a Christian relief organization that brings medical supplies and expertise to hot zones like Afghanistan, Iraq, North Korea, Kosovo, remote parts of Indonesia. He says he's noticed a shift in the past 5 years.
It wasn't very long ago. You can picture someone who worked for the Red Cross, and at least there was an assumption that there was some level of safety that was being afforded to that individual from both sides.
But the old rules don't work in Afghanistan or Iraq, he says. Insurgents have created new ones.
Because the insurgency has such a focus on destabilizing areas, it's our fear that disaster relief workers are actually being targeted now as a way to create instability.
As evidenced by the videos of terrified hostages, like the half-dozen South Korean women, their heads covered and eyes lowered, with gunmen standing behind them. Nevertheless, more and more volunteers are headed to these regions every day.
The fastest-growing trend in international relief and development are the short-term teams comprised of, a lot of times, volunteer labor.
Kevin Turner runs the Christian aid group Strategic World Impact. It used to be that churches would collect money and send it to professional relief organizations. But now, he says, evangelical megachurches, those with more than 2,000 people, want more hands-on involvement.
These large churches have a huge influence. They want to do it directly. They want their money to go specifically to their projects, and they want to send their people for the experience.
That appears to be the case with the group that traveled from South Korea to Afghanistan. They all belong to a fast-growing megachurch near Seoul. The 10-day trip was led by a pastor who was killed to visit a small hospital run by South Koreans in Kandahar. Many of the women were nurses, but experts say they failed to take precautions that are standard for professional aid groups in a danger zone. For example, the South Koreans reportedly wore Western clothes. They rode in a commercial tour bus. They did not report their movements to police. They did not have an Afghan guide to protect them. Security expert Joe Fifield says no professional group would have taken these risks.
There's absolutely no way that they would be allowed out on their own. They would have local staff with them. They would have a in-country representative, someone that maybe has been working in the country for 6 months. And they would have communications equipment and a whole set of what's called SOP, standard operating procedures.
Fifield's company trains secular and religious organizations about how to operate in dangerous areas. He says in Afghanistan or Iraq or Sudan, you anticipate the worst. You carry satellite phones. You have an exit strategy to leave quickly. You prepare for being taken hostage and for violence.
If you're being shot at or shelled, what do you hide behind? How do you move? What do you do if there's somebody injured? So we do practical field exercises.
Greg Gilmore, who heads the Christian relief organization Shelter Now USA, says risk is an occupational hazard. He says when 8 of his people were taken hostage in Afghanistan in August 2001, they had been doing almost everything by the book. Unfortunately, 2 young female members, Dana Curry and Heather Mercer, were caught showing a film about Jesus to an Afghan family. They were held for 3.5 months. The 2 women have returned to a Muslim country, evidence, Gilmore says, that faith is a powerful motivator.
Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Maybe not verbally, but by providing food and shelter to the needy. He says Christians have a model for this kind of sacrifice.
Jesus gave his life. I mean, he's the pioneer. He's gone before us. He laid down his life, and he told his followers, greater love has no man than that he lay down his life for his friends.
Although friends and relatives of the South Korean hostages are praying that this won't be required of their loved ones in Afghanistan. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.